Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the Dub D Dub Review podcast. Whether you are looking for cute, comfortable mini ears or Disney-inspired face masks, we've got you covered at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by some friends and guest hosts today, Matt and Tara Pipsair. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Great, how are you?
We're doing good. So, for some reason, I'm sitting in my basement, I have my sweatshirt on, I'm freezing, but I'm getting that where you guys are at, I see a fan on in the background, which means it's not nearly as cold where you guys are as where I'm at. So, why is that? Why am I freezing? You guys are nice and warm right now. This is not good.
South Louisiana was in the 70s today, so it was great.
Nice. So your weather, South Louisiana, you guys are pretty close to the Florida climate, wouldn't you say? I mean, that's nice and balmy. You have palm trees and gators and crocs and everything, right?
We have gators.
You have gators.
I haven't seen many palm trees around here, but yeah, we have cypress trees.
Nice. So we have you guys on today because you have a couples trip report that I want to talk to you guys about. You took it in November, so it was, frankly, during the pandemic, and you guys went down for 4 days with another couple, and you stayed at Pop Century. All correct information so far?
Yes. Correct.
Sounds good. So, why Disney? Explain to me your background, please. What was the connection? Was it a honeymoon, or when you were first dating, or why is it Disney?
Good story. Well, my parents brought me from my first trip. I was 5 or 6, and every year after that, until I was 18, was my last trip before me and her went for our first one.
Okay,
it took me 8 long years to get her to go.
It took eight long. Years. It took eight years to get you down there. Eight. Okay. Yes.
And now she can't stop going.
I know. Begged and begged. And I was like, no, let's do something else. Like, he likes roller coasters. So I'd take him to Dallas, or we'd do, you know, baseball roller coasters at Six Flags. And about 8 years ago for Christmas, I surprised him and the kids with a trip.
Oh, man.
And for Mardi Gras. So it was like, I booked it probably December 20th, and we were leaving February, like, 5th.
Okay.
And then I'd say after that, I had to go every couple months. Like, we got annual passes, and we go, before the pandemic, we were going almost every 2 months, I think.
Wow. Hook, line, and sinker. It grabbed you, right? Okay. So why did it take 8 years? What was your reservation?
I never flew. I didn't really like, never flew before. I didn't want to fly. So I was like, well, let's do Dallas first. And so then I did that, and I was like, okay. And
we were super busy, and our daughter plays travel softball, and
now we just I find the time now. Yeah. I'm going.
Yeah. You know what? You're smart too. The Disney trip, it's intimidating. If you don't go, there's always a reason not to go. And over time, it's gotten harder. Now you need reservations and this, that, and the other. So it's not like, hey, let's just go on a whim for a weekend. Now it's like you got to plan this out so far in advance.
Right.
So if you're a first timer, whew. It's tough. It's tough to get yourself going. So
I've realized, I guess, how much we missed the first trip that we took.
Okay.
Like, being the first time guest, and we did stay on property that time. And now that we've been so much, it's like we still find things, but it's wild how much you do miss.
Yeah.
And like, because we booked so close to the, you know, 2 months out, we missed the 60-day mark for fast passes, so a lot were gone. We missed a lot of reservations and things like that. Yeah. So,
yeah. Back to your first.
Her never going. She didn't even know where to start with fast passes and reservations.
Our planner pretty much did it.
The lay of the land, basically.
Well, now you're an expert. I'm sure now there's not a problem.
Now I book everybody else's fast passes.
Nice. Your first trip, did you bring your oldest with you? You have two kids, so it was a 3-person trip at that point, correct? for your first
four.
One?
He was four.
Okay.
My son was a year and a half.
Yeah, so he got in free. He was under two, and then Samantha was 9 or 10 at
okay.
the time.
Okay. So you had two at that point. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where'd you stay on your first trip? Because honestly, I'm finding that's what draws people back is their memories of their first trip. When we really got captured, we didn't even stay. We were just visiting Port Orleans, Riverside. And that just was so nice. Like the romantic like feel of the resort. Like I was like, I need this in my life. I got to have it. So where'd you stay?
We stayed at Pop.
We stayed at Pop every time except for once.
I love Pop, man. Yeah.
I can tell. This is where the this trip appears.
I love it.
The transportation is so much better than everywhere else.
Okay.
We're that couple that we're there 2 hours before the park opens. They're kicking us out. Like, Matt's a roller coaster junkie. So I needed somewhere that the bus system worked well, which Pop is, it's hands down one of the best. And then now with the Skyliner and for the value that you get, it to me, it's just, it was really, we stayed at All Star before on an adult trip.
Okay.
And then we stayed at Caribbean Beach before.
So you guys are park killers then. You guys go before, you guys are rope dropped to park close.
So they kick us out.
Every day.
Wow.
If I'm in Orlando, I'm going to park.
You
I'm
said.
I'm not going to go just hang out.
My leg. I remember one trip I got out of bed and it was like my leg. I was like, ugh. You're killing me.
I could imagine.
15 miles a day at least.
I think it's about 15 miles a day we walk.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Averages.
That's pretty standard though. When you're down there, people don't get that. Like if you're thinking you're going to walk with your thin flip-flop, I mean, you're looking at like 10 miles minimum, guaranteed it's 20,000 on your step meter, you know, and somebody
I buy a new pair of shoes every trip. Every trip I buy a new pair of shoes.
You're a smart man. When
I'm not going to be uncomfortable.
When do you start breaking them in then? I mean, you just throw them on a week before or you bring them down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, a week before.
Yeah, that's a good call. I get that. You got to come prepared. Nothing crazy, no flip-flops. You got to come prepared for battle. 20, 30,000 steps.
That's it.
So you mentioned you fly. You don't drive from Louisiana or?
First trip.
Yeah, one trip.
That's it.
Okay.
It's a 10 to 12-hour drive. I mean, Maverick was still in diapers when we first went, the first time when we did drive. So I felt more comfortable with having him in the car being so young. But the diaper changes and things like that slowed us down.
Yeah.
But now I don't see us driving ever.
And he loves flying.
Yeah. He's really good. But it's a whole day in the park for us.
Yeah.
If we take the first flight out, we arrive at 8:30. The parks don't open till 9 or 10, and we go from the airport straight to the park. I mean, we're making good time. We're not rope dropping, but we're getting a good ride. So
it's all relative because we drive now and we fly. For me, it's 17 hours at best, more like 18 and a half. And in my mind, it was like, oh my gosh, let me think how to do this. So we leave at 2:40 in the morning, and we're usually down there by 8 o'clock in the evening. It's one day. It's just pound driving. It's a lot. When you get down to that night, you're toasted. So when you say 10 hours, I'm like, I'd kill for 10 hours. But if you live in Atlanta, you're like, 10 hours, get out. You know, or if you live, which is Nashville, roughly, you'd be like, I'm not driving. I'm going to fly. But people like me are like, oh, man, that'd be so nice if I was 10 hours away. So, but I get the plane trip, though. The plane trip's nice. And it can't be that expensive from Louisiana. It's got to be cheap.
No, for the last trip we went on in November, it was about 300, maybe a little less round trip for both.
Nice, nice.
So we fly Southwest. We have done Spirit before.
Never again.
And I didn't really care for it. So we're definitely a Southwest family.
Okay, I'm a Southwest person too. Never again is strong. Why? Why, man? Why never again for Spirit?
The layover was miserable.
Okay.
We had to go backwards to Fort Lauderdale just to go back to New Orleans, which made no sense at all.
Okay.
And they filled every seat during the pandemic, which I don't agree with.
Yeah.
And then they charge you for your bags, so you pay the same thing. It doesn't matter.
We had to book with them that trip because when we were leaving and when we needed to get home, they had the flights and Southwest didn't.
Yeah.
It was a spur of the moment trip. Yeah. So, I mean, it was kind of.
Yeah. Why did we, that was October.
What's your regional airport? Where do you guys fly out of?
New Orleans.
So they have everything out of New Orleans, right? You get every carrier. So in Chicago, in O'Hare, we get all the major carriers, but Southwest is in Midway, which is like 45 minutes south. So for me to fly my preferred carrier, it's a journey just to get there and a journey to get back. But if I want to go to O'Hare, which is literally 10 minutes outside of my door, that I get Frontier and whatnot. But yeah, you get a different experience with Frontier Airlines, and you're right. $30 for the first bag, $50 for the second bag. You add it up both ways, and it's like, man, that trip, that was expensive. That $19 airfare got to $200 rapidly, you know. So,
and we're 45 minutes from New Orleans, and Baton Rouge is an airport, but they don't fly to Orlando.
Oh, okay. Where do they fly? What's close?
They probably go to Atlanta, I'm guessing.
Okay.
We never really look because, I mean, they don't go to Orlando.
And they're actually more expensive than...
Because of the small.
We're only 20 minutes from Baton Rouge, too. That's the bad part.
Gotcha.
25 minutes.
When you fly down, are you guys Magical Express takers or car renters?
Both. We've done both.
We like the Magical Express.
But we do like Magical Express.
Yeah. It's hard not to when you say goodbye to your luggage. And the next time you see it, you're in the room and vice versa from the resort back out. I know things have changed now, but it's really hard not to enjoy that.
That is the main, I think that is one of the main perks to staying on property is because we've stayed off property one time and that the rental car, like you got to put all that into perspective, like the rental car and then we're not from there, so we ended up going through a toll booth, and like that costs more money. And then, if you factor all that in, you could have stayed at Popper All Star and probably saved money.
Yeah.
To stay on property.
See, I get a lot of people that ask me why Disney so many times, and they say you can go anywhere else you want to and pay the same amount, but people are intimidated by the price of Disney, but it's really not that expensive. When you think about going there and anywhere else, you go to the beach for a week, it's pretty much the same price as going to Disney. And I just think people get intimidated. That's why they don't want to go as much as we do.
You know, we had a show about that, Matt. I agree with you. When you factor in your cost of entertainment for 12 hours a day, or for you guys, 14 if you can push it, 12 to 14 hours a day. And you add that up per the hour load. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't break down to be so expensive anymore. Even if you get the dining, it's pretty good. So I get that. So how did this couples trip come around? Because, I mean, the couples trip during the pandemic, that's people are like, wait a minute. I don't mind going down there with the family. But like, how did this all come about? Because I'm incredibly jealous. And as I understand, you guys ate like kings. And so, I mean, tell me all about this.
So I work with the husband, and they came over to our dog had puppies, and they were picking out a dog, and their anniversary was in November, and they were talking about going to San Antonio, and the wife is a huge Disney fan. I mean, he is too, but she's huge. And I said, well, why don't y'all just go to Disney? I was like, oh, you will probably spend the same amount of money if you fly or drove, I could probably get you a good rate. Right now, they were selling the 35% off, I think, for being a Louisiana resident. And I said, just let me just look and see how much I could save you. I said, oh, well, then if we go with you, because we're annual pass holders, I said, we could split the room and let's just look at the price. And that's how it, from there, it just jumped off.
Let me add this. I've met these people once.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
She knew him. I met him once.
Yeah.
And we hit it off like.
When I said we could go for four days for $600 because we had the annual passes. So with flights in the room for 4 days, he didn't care who we were staying with.
Well, matter to me. But you did have a leap of faith. You were going to get along with him because it could turn out. Yeah. It could be the exact opposite. Like your wife has
I
to
get
say.
Along with a lot of people.
Yeah. And the couple we went with, they get along with anybody too. So
nice.
I had high hopes. I had a feeling it would, and now we get together as much as we can. We have Disney game nights. So
nice.
Yeah.
We're like a little family now.
We had one Saturday, actually, or Friday night.
The annual pass does that to you guys, right? You find ways to spend your money a lot easier because you're like, I got the annual pass. Might as well go down there. So full disclosure, I don't have an annual pass. So when I go, I budget my trips. And I don't go every night to the park like you do. I space them out. But if you had an annual pass, I'd be like, yeah, I can see that airfare is really cheap on that random February 23rd weekend. Let's do that. Yeah. You know, I get that.
That's pretty much how most of our trips have been. We went in February for my birthday, Super Bowl weekend, because it was supposed to be like super slow. You know, like it was supposed to be so busy. Well, they lied. It was, it was
definitely busy.
Super, and I don't know if because the Super Bowl is in Tampa, maybe, but it was so big. That was probably one of the busiest times I've ever been. And then the pandemic happened. We had a trip in April with the kids for 11 days. We were going. We were staying at Riverside. Like, it was the, oh God, that vacation was going to be awesome. Okay. And then, of course, it got canceled. And then we moved it to June, got the free dining because of the canceled April. Well, then that got pushed back. Then we lost the free dining.
Yeah.
Then we went in July with the kids.
And how long was that one for?
7 days, 8 days.
Okay.
We went before that. Just to check it out.
Oh, yeah. So me and Matt, when they opened back up in June, in the
to
end
check
of June,
it out.
I was like, yeah. I think we should go. Yeah, I think we should go check and see how it is to wear a mask all day. If I can't wear the mask all day, then the kids definitely can't. So let's just go for a quick weekend.
Nice.
So we went 3 days. We ended up staying at All Star.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we got upgraded to a family suite, and holy moly.
It was just two of us.
That was
sweet. Yeah, it was nice.
That room is super nice.
Okay, I got to ask you this question. You guys are down there quite a bit. Have you ever thought about buying that Disney Vacation Club? I'm not a salesman, but I mean, cripes, you're down there more than most people that I could think of.
And
with your expanding family, it would seem to be something that would make sense.
We're getting there. We want to look into renting them first to see how we like it.
Gotcha.
In the bigger places. I get stuck with Pop and how the transportation just makes it worth every penny. I don't know. I just like Pop a lot. I don't like the food court as much as some other places, but
we're hardly ever in the room.
Yeah, we're never in the room.
If the parks close early, we're usually at Disney Springs, and then from Disney Springs, then back to the room. You know, I think the kids have swam in the hotel pool like twice.
You guys are commandos, park commandos for sure. Then okay, yeah. The idea of renting points though is good for something like that. We always found value in the space to spread out with the family. With three kids, we're like, okay, you guys are in the front and we're in the bedroom, and just okay, we've seen you for 11 hours. I love you. Leave me alone. Yeah. You know, leave me alone for a while.
And that's kind of where we're at too. I think we want to try something to give them a little more space and get them out of our hair.
Okay. So you guys flew down together with the couples, or did you guys just meet down there, or you guys all booked airfare together?
Yeah, we all flew down together.
They don't live far from us.
Yeah,
they scooped us up on the way to the airport, and we rode together and flew.
Yeah.
Okay. This is when Southwest isn't filling the middle seat, right? You guys are just the two people.
Right.
Okay. So plenty of space now. I think they are filling the middle seat, which I understand for business practices, but I think they are filling the plane as much as possible. And you guys landed Magical Express. When'd you leave? When'd you get to Orlando?
Flew out at 8:30.
Yeah, we went to Pop, dropped off our bags, and then went straight to Hollywood Studios on the Skyliner. And we got there at noon.
And we tried this, the whole, you can book rides out of state now.
Okay.
It
didn't work for us.
We tried to do it in the airport before we left.
Yeah.
Then we didn't get it.
Nice.
And we didn't get it at 2:00 either.
Nope. It's the first time we met him.
Your friends, they had 3-day tickets, 4-day tickets. They had, or
4 days.
Okay.
They had 4 days.
So were you guys glued at the hip with them for the entirety of the vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. And it wasn't like, because we're so go, go, go. And so I was kind of nervous. Like, not that they couldn't keep up, but if they would want to,
because my mom came with us one time and I left her.
We didn't see his mom, but like twice.
I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
We saw him at the Halloween party for maybe 10 minutes. Yeah. We ate at Pecos Bill's that trip, and that's it.
Okay.
But, yeah, Matt holds no bar. Like, he is, you follow me, or you can sit, and I'll find you later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have a cell phone.
Well, you know what? So I'm glad this worked out, because that's tough for a couple, especially if if the husband isn't prepared for this. You know, you're like, okay, yeah, we're going to have fun. I promise. We're just going to beat you up for 14 hours for four straight days. I promise you'll have fun. Come join us, you know?
So, yeah. And then he actually hurt himself a week before we left. He dropped something on his leg. So, like, it was swollen.
Oh, no.
And, like, really, it was like a bad scratch. When I say a bad scratch, like, it took all his skin off. It was really bad. So, we were joking with him that he was going to have to get a scooter.
A scooter around, yeah.
It's like, if you can't keep up, we're renting one.
All right. So, let's talk. First day, first park, when you guys said you're looking for rice, you guys were trying, you went to the studios for the first day. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Where'd you eat? What was the, what was on the docket? Because he didn't eat any, I mean, he doesn't know what to expect right now. He's thinking like corn dogs and like French fries. Like, he doesn't know fine dining is coming his way necessarily, you know, right, or good dining.
The only thing he was worried about eating was a stupid turkey leg. That's all he wanted was a turkey leg.
Did he want a turkey leg?
Yeah. We got him once we went to Magic Kingdom, but.
Okay.
Ate.
We didn't eat at all. Like, we snacked.
You just grazed through the day.
Yeah, and drank beer, a lot of it.
All right. So you grazed and you drank the day. What did he think of the park in general? Is he a Star Wars fan? Did he like the tower? What was, you know, I'm trying to think from his perspective, because I'm guessing from your perspective, just by the impression, I'm guessing you love it all. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I'm a big Star Wars fan. He not so much, but he enjoyed Smuggler's Run and Galaxy's Edge.
They like Smuggler's Run a lot.
Okay.
His wife didn't enjoy Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
And I'll have to send you the video.
Okay.
Her own Tower of Terror. She was terrified.
So the line for Tower was pretty long. Like, it went all, it zigzagged everywhere and went all the way, like, where, what's that ship? Fantasia? Is that the name of it?
Gotcha.
Fantasma. Yeah, Fantasma. It was like all the way over there. I hadn't even been to that side of the park before. And, she kept saying, oh, I'm just going to run and get a coffee. I'll meet y'all back in line. We're like, no, you're not leaving. So that started off because we rode Toy Story Mania and we said, okay, whoever gets the highest score gets to pick the next ride. And we knew she didn't like Tower of Terror.
Okay.
And so I was like, whoever wins better pick Tower of Terror. We knew she wasn't going to win. And so Matt won and he picked it. And then it was, and she's like, oh, it's down. We can't go. And I was like, oh, no. Matt's like, we're going to, we'll go later. But that's the ride that I picked. So we rode some other stuff. We went, get in line. And she's trying to think of every excuse there is so she doesn't have to get on this ride.
Why? Height or the sound or just everything?
I think it's the free fall for her.
Okay.
Like, just the, there's a toddler in our elevator and probably like a 10-year-old.
Toddler, she's about
and
six.
And she, in our picture, the girl is turned around looking at Candace because she's screaming.
Making such a scene.
So loud.
Oh, man.
I'm laughing so hard I can't catch my breath. And so I have my fanny pack on and I put my phone, just press record. So you could just hear the sounds, and she is screaming. Boy, I was like, I'm going to set this as my wake up ringtone, like alarm tone, because she's like, I don't want to do this. Ah, I don't want to do this.
She had never been on it before, guys. This is her first time on the tower, or she had.
I think she said she's rode it once, and she said she'll never do it again. She'll never take that bed again.
You ruined her. Nice.
Yeah. So our first ride was.
Toy Story Mania,
and that's when everything went down. Then
it was so funny.
Yeah, it was a good morning.
Yeah, and then we went to the new one, the Runaway Railway.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think it's so cute.
It's good,
especially on a hot day when you get in that tornado room. It's like.
Were you a fan of the Great Movie Ride before that? Did you guys like that?
I loved the Great Movie Ride. I was so sad when they got rid of it.
Okay. Yeah. But is this worthy of being in that spot? Is it cute enough that... No? No? Okay.
I mean, it's a nostalgia thing, man. I wrote it, I don't know how many times when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, of course. Okay.
And
I only rode it once that I can remember. I mean, we went when I was a kid, but
I like the ride. Don't get me wrong; it's a great ride. It's just
it's cute.
Nothing will ever replace that ride, though.
Okay.
To me.
Okay. Let's go to day two. Where'd you guys go on the second day?
Second day was Epcot.
Epcot. And I guess I should ask you this before we get too far along the line. Rank the parks in order. Give me your worst to your best. That way everyone has an idea of you know, whether you wanted to be there or not. So
I have a 1A, a 1B, a 1C, and a 1D.
Which kid, I know. That's the hardest.
Which kid do I like best?
So many people ask us that question. And, like,
Magic's number one.
I don't know if I can pick a favorite.
Okay.
Epcot, and then Hollywood.
Oh, okay. The studios are last, but Magic Kingdom. Okay. Tara, how about you?
I think it would be Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood, Animal for me.
Interesting. Okay. Animal Kingdom, number two for you, number four for you. Interesting. We're at Epcot, and you guys like Living with the Land and Mission Space, or are you there for World Showcase? Because I could kind of see it both ways here.
Yeah.
I love Living with the Land, which is a shocker. Not a lot of people like the ride.
Okay.
It's very informative. It's still a relaxing ride. I like Journey to Imagination. It's one of my favorites ever.
Okay.
We didn't go for Frozen because the line was past China.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's
not that important. And we did a lot of drinking around the world. And
that's
where I go down, I think.
Were you grazing at Epcot too, guys, or were you eating at any restaurants at Epcot?
At night, we ate at Chef de France, or whatever you want to say it.
Okay.
We ate there at night. That was our first time eating there. It was pretty good. I liked it. It was very fancy, which is not really... Or usual, I guess.
That's cool. That restaurant, you got to be prepared for that. That's not just walk in with your, you know, your shorts and your, you know, I mean, you're like, yeah. This is a special occasion restaurant at this point.
Yeah.
You know, you go to Nine Dragons over down the road, you feel like, okay, I can walk in with shorts and a t-shirt, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's pseudo fancy. You go to, you know, Chefs de France, and it's like, oh, I just stepped up in class a little bit here. I'm not prepared for this one.
Yeah, I felt like a high-class person.
It was very affordable, though, I find. Yeah. Like, they had something on the menu where you got the appetizer, an entree, an alcoholic beverage, and a soda, and a dessert for, like, $50. And, I mean, steaks around here are $35 with one side.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a
with no alcohol.
Steal. No, I thought that was a steal.
Yeah, even going to Longhorn Steakhouse is right. Yeah, steak. A good steak there is $20-$25. You know.
Yeah.
So okay.
I thought that because Matt got the I think it was a filet. Mm-hmm. I think, and then we had the French onion soup, and then a creme brulee, a glass of wine, and a Coke, and then
Vince got the escargot, which I was definitely not a fan.
Yeah.
It was that your first time trying it, escargot?
Yes.
Wow. Brave, though. Brave to do that vacation.
Yeah, we have a picture of us cheering with the snail.
And I eat oysters. Man, I'm from Louisiana. I eat bugs and crawfish, I guess. And
okay.
I mean, I'm not really...
It was different.
Scared of eating different stuff, but that was a little different.
Okay. I got to ask, texture, taste, what? What went wrong there?
I don't mind the texture because, I mean, oysters are snotty and...
Yeah.
It was the flavor. It tasted like dirt to me. I don't know.
Gotcha.
They did have the
earthy flavor,
yeah,
I guess you could call it.
For sure.
Okay. What did your friends think about Epcot? Because in their mind, I mean, you had one person that knew what to expect, but a guy's like, okay, what, is educational or what am I getting here? So,
I think he enjoyed himself there.
I think that was their favorite day.
Yeah.
But it could have been the alcohol.
At the end of the day.
And we played the Remy,
yeah,
the scavenger hunt to find Remy. And that got we're very competitive.
Okay.
Me alone, much less three other people. And so it got to be who's going to find him and who's going to find him first. And
we got some weird looks from people when they started screaming about.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, so that's great advice, though. You got a first timer. He's an adult. And like, okay, maybe he doesn't want to see Peter Pan, But you know what he's going to love? He's going to love 11 countries that have food beverage, and it looks like it, and it smells like it, and it sounds like it. It's hard not to go and bring an adult in that situation and say, here, let's walk and stroll. Like, how do you not fall in love with that, you know, with that boulevard? And like, oh, you want some caramel couche? Here you go, you know? Like, how do you not love that?
It was a very slow day for us. I mean, we leisurely walked around the world. It was nice.
Gotcha.
If I could recommend a drink for anybody, Snakebite at Rose and Crown is probably my favorite alcoholic beverage.
What is it?
It's a citrus beer mixed with a... Yeah, it's a apple cider mixed with something else. Some other kind of... It's two beers mixed together. I forget the other
beer.
It's really good.
Okay.
And we went back there three times. But...
Well, the first time, the wind was so bad there. And we were sitting at a table.
It's my first beer today.
And I think Matt took like two sips and he set it on the table and the wind knocked it over.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There was a $7 two sips. Okay.
It was wild. The wind was really, really. That's probably why Test Track was down, but it was blowing.
Since we talked about ranking earlier, so give me your favorite country and give me your least favorite country in World Showcase.
Mexico is number one. Absolutely.
Okay. Why is that?
Margaritas.
The margarita. Without a doubt. The look on your face was priceless. Like, why'd you even ask me that question? That's a ridiculous question.
It's a tequila bar inside. It's pretty cool. I mean, I like the three caballeros. It's fun.
Okay. And which one goes? Which one are you getting rid of?
Morocco can go.
No.
Morocco? I don't eat
Morocco. It does nothing for me.
Okay. You don't eat there at all. Okay. Okay. What do you think, Dara?
I think food, I don't know. Like, I like Canada, just which probably is in the minority, but I like that steak, man. Okay. that food and wine, the steak. The filet with the sauce and stuff. That is a go-to. I get that every time. And then drink-wise, I like France. I like that frozen drink.
Get away with.
Which is your least favorite country? What are you getting rid of? This is tough. Look at you. Look at you having a rifle through.
I want to say Germany, but I don't want people to come after me. That grapefruit beer everybody likes, but I don't really like the food there, and I don't drink grapefruit beer.
Gotcha. Schoferhofer. You don't like Schoferhofer?
Yeah, I don't. I think, and like I said, I'm in the minority on that. I know people that live here that like try to find it online to get it shipped to them.
Gotcha.
Matt's mom loves it.
It's polarizing. Yeah. Either you love it or you hate it. So okay.
I just don't. I like light beer. I'm a Bud Light drinker.
Gotcha. And that's really sweet. And it's thick, too. Yeah. So I get you there, too. All right. Day three. Animal Kingdom or Magic Kingdom? Which one are you at?
Magic.
Yep.
Which was a long day. Vince was going to kick me in the shin because we walked back and forth a lot. It's from just one end to the other.
So big.
And he was like, okay, so we wrote everything. Are we done? And I was like, it's 5 o'clock. We're not done.
Oh my
We're
gosh.
Doing them all again.
So your order of like succession at the parks, though, you don't attack the park like in a pattern, or you just are like, let's go here. Yeah.
Usually, no, because wherever I can get the best fast passes for the best ride, I try to get them as close together as possible. So we will do a lot of walking, but now with no fast passes, it's like, okay, we're going to go this way and then we'll work our way around. And that's what we did. We started at Tomorrowland and we went to Space.
Gotcha.
And he got really motion sick after Space.
Oh, no.
And this, he was like,
this is early in the morning. He got sick already.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no.
And so I think from there we went to Fantasyland. And we did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and then kind of made our way back to Big Thunder. We didn't do Splash yet because we didn't want to get wet that early. And then Pirates, Jungle Cruise. So, like, we did all that. And so he's thinking, all right, well, I think we have lunch.
He had his turkey leg.
he got a turkey leg. Mm-hmm. Where did we eat lunch that day? Pecos
Pills? No, we went to...
Not the natural remedy to fix, you know, motion sickness is the greasy turkey leg, you know, but okay.
It made him happy. The place by the... Oh, Liberty Square.
Yeah.
And the spring rolls. Got those twice.
Okay.
That's a must for me.
So you've done a ton of attractions, and it's the middle of the day, and he's thinking he's done. Is he just tired at this point, or is he thinking, like, logically, okay, well, we're done. We did it once, and we're going to go home, or is he just begging for mercy at this point?
Yeah.
I think he had a little bit of a – his leg was hurting, and
– He's like, well, we did it already.
He was wore out, but
– I was like, well, can we do Big Thunder one more time? It's my favorite.
Yeah, we did Splash.
And then we ended up getting a coffee. I think we all needed that little juice.
Went to Starbucks, got a little boost, and we were good for another 3 hours.
Oh.
5 o'clock coffee.
Yeah.
A little late, but yeah.
Okay. When did the park close?
Eight.
8 o'clock. So even like rope drop. So I guess that's something to be said right now is it's not like midnight. It's not like 8 in the morning till midnight every day because the parks are closing early at this point. So the size of the crowds, even with spacing, okay, people are like, yeah, we're going to have limited capacity. Still acceptable or more crowded than you'd think because Florida's rules, you know, Ron DeSantis has some pretty lax rules on what he wants and there's interpretations. Give me crowd size.
I think Magic Kingdom was probably, and then probably because it's so big, but it didn't seem crowded at all.
No.
I mean, we took the kids in October. Splash Mountain's wait time was 180 minutes.
Boom.
Like, it was wild.
Boom.
And, like, just they were cutting it off because the lines were running into each other so much. Like, and that makes it look crowded. You got to think they usually shove all these people into a queue so the park don't look as packed as it really is, where now all those people are in the park. There's no hiding them anymore.
And you got to space them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that the posted times and the actual wait times are pretty, they're not really accurate.
Is that because of spacing, you think, Matt? Because people are trying to keep space in line, but it looks bigger and...
Yeah.
I think that and then the cleaning. I think they have to post the wait times a little longer than what, because you don't know if you're going to hit that cleaning or not.
Okay.
So it just kind of stays.
And if people, I think they'd rather have people happy they're not waiting than complaining about waiting too long.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes sense the way they do it. I like it.
Your number one attraction and your least favorite attraction at Magic Kingdom.
My number one's Big Thunder for sure.
Okay.
I love it. I can ride it all day.
Jungle Cruise, number one.
Number one. Okay, and your least favorite?
Oh, it's a Small World.
Yeah, we were forced to ride that this trip.
Oh, you're both in agreement. It's Small World. It's your least favorite, both of you guys. Okay.
We had to ride it because Candace screamed so loud on Tower of Terror, so that was her payback.
That was our punishment for making her ride Tower of Terror.
We had to ride that. I took a nap. I legit fell asleep.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I passed out. On It's a Small World.
Well, let me say something that is going to cost you guys a lot of money, Tara. The Big Thunder Mountain at Disneyland is better than Walt Disney World. If you've not been at Disneyland, it's better. Have you been there in California for it?
No, not yet. It's on my bucket list. In the next 2 years, I want to go.
Okay. It's better. And if you ever ventured to Europe, to Paris, that Big Thunder puts both of them to shame.
Yeah.
Without when they say like a runaway... It is. It's a thrill ride. It's a thrill ride in Paris.
I can't wait. We actually talked about going to, we always said we were going to take like a out of the country trip for our 20-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about going to Ireland or Italy. And then Matt said, nope, there's only four places I'll go.
That a boy.
Disneyland, Paris.
That a boy.
Hong Kong or Shanghai. And I was like, oh, I can get on board with that. Let me do some research and figure out which one I want to go to.
Good.
We have 10 years left.
Yeah.
How about Pirates of the Caribbean? Where does that rank in your guys?
Top five.
Top five.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Pirates.
Because the Pirates.
Pirates at Disneyland is better.
Yes. Right? Yes. And the Pirates in Disneyland deals with the Pirates in the Bayou. You know, so. And again, it sounds like I'm going to try and sell you on this. The Pirates in Paris. It's the best attraction that I've been on.
I've watched on the Imagineering story, and it does. It looks wild.
It's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. It, like, the things they incorporate and just the length of the attraction, even the queue. I'm a Pirates fan too, as well, and I love Walt Disney World's Pirates. The smell, just being there, I want to live in the Pirates attraction. Yeah. But when you get to, you know, Disneyland, it steps it up, and Paris is like, whoa, it didn't step it up. It like leapt like three attractions ahead. So
it does look so cool.
How big is Disneyland Paris? Is it just one park?
It's two parks. It's two parks. So there's a little bit to educate on there. The actual Disneyland park, it's about the size of Magic Kingdom, though it's just a little, it doesn't quite have the same feel. It's just a little different, but the attractions are world class. They have a Disney like Studios park, and that truly is a half day park. That's like Hollywood Studios cut in half. That is a 4, maybe 5 hour experience. The resorts around there are not like the Walt Disney World resorts. They're a little spaced out, and they're muted. Like the Disneyland Resort Hotel, which is right at the entrance of the park, the lobby is very understated, and the pool is like, it's like a tiny rectangle. It's just, it's made for European standards. So if you go in expecting like the pool at Pop or something phenomenal, you're disappointed in those amenities. Though the resort is very pretty, but it's located like 45 minutes outside of Paris. So if you were going to do a Paris trip and a Disneyland Paris, like combine attraction, land at the airport at De Gaulle, stay by the Disneyland park in the resorts there for like 2 or 3 days, and then go to Paris, because the travel back and forth, it's a pain in the butt. You know, we did it. Yeah. We would stay there, but you'll see attractions, do things. You'd be like, he's right. Those were awesome. Yeah. Like, those were top of the list. So
I know. I think we'll do California in the next 2 to 3 years, and then I want to hit Paris.
Nice. California is everything people say about it. And the California Adventure Park, the California park, it might be the second or third best park. I mean, like, it might be right behind Disneyland and Magic Kingdom, or even above Magic Kingdom. It's that good. You have to go there and see it. So
I just open first.
Yeah.
So I just cost you a lot of money. There you go. So, okay.
Okay, if I spend money and it's on Disney.
Yeah, it's not real money, right? It's okay. It's good.
So Disney money is different.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom is your last day, right, guys?
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Now, this was number 2 for you and number 4 for you. Why the difference? What makes it good for you, but like you are like, why?
I don't like it. I think there's a lot of, I just don't think there's enough to do, especially right now. A lot of the shows, I mean, the
Lion King's fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do there, and that's not open anymore. Mm-hmm. Hombre Market was closed when we went. I read it's opening up in January, though, so that's good.
The Nemo musical.
I doesn't have my favorite ride. Like Avatar, he likes Avatar a lot. I like it, but Everest is more my favorite. But if I think I like it so much because I hear people scream and the stuff that they say. I'm like, that's what I like about roller coasters. It's everybody else's reaction.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care for the Navi River or anything like that. The slow stuff, but I still like the safari because I love animals and I like going the little nature walks and.
Yeah, Matt's a zoo guy too, he likes animals.
I like Animal Kingdom. It's a great, it's big. I guess you could say that. It's huge.
Gotcha.
A lot of walking, a lot of hills. But
you said something interesting, though. You don't like Navi River Journey, but you do like Living with the Land. And that's a slow attraction. That'd be like an educational attraction, too. Not necessarily a, but I get that. That one actually goes back to probably some of your childhood. Like me, too. I remember going with my mom and my dad on that one night. And, you know, the smell on there and the sights. I remember that. So
it's like Journey to Imagination. I mean, that was a, it's not really a good attraction, but it was whenever I was a kid.
Gotcha.
So it's still there for me now.
Gotcha.
One of the Land's one, my favorite ride at Epcot.
What did your friends think about Animal Kingdom?
It's Vince's favorite park. So we originally were going for 3 days.
Okay.
And we were going to not go to Animal Kingdom. And then when we looked at the price difference to add the day and to change the flights, it wasn't, I think it cost us like 30 more dollars.
Gotcha.
And so he was able to go, and it was their actual anniversary that day.
Okay.
And even though it was a short day, I think we had to leave the park by 2:30 to get back to the airport and stuff. So
Animal Kingdom has never been a full day park for us either.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
mainly because our kids get wore out from all the walking.
I could imagine. Yeah, for sure.
And there's not a ton of rides to do. Right. There's no shows. Like it's kind of.
That's why I think I don't like it.
Yeah, right now. I get that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite attraction then? Is it Flight of Passage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And your least favorite attraction?
Navi River.
Navi River. Okay. Tara, your favorite attraction there?
My favorite Everest? Would be Everest.
Okay.
For sure. And then I think my least favorite would be Dinosaur. Yeah.
Okay. No, I love Dinosaur. Why not Dinosaur?
I just think it jerks. It's so loud.
Oh, yeah.
It jerks a lot.
It knocks my teeth loose for sure.
It's not awful, but.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like Dinosaur.
And our son, man, he's a dinosaur freak. Like, he loves, and I think the queue was my favorite part the last time we took him, because he was just so in awe of all the stuff, because usually we're fast passes, so we're right in.
Gotcha.
So I think that was a huge thing during the pandemic, like going through all the, I've never seen Peter Pan's queue before.
Good point.
That blew my mind. I was like, this is so neat.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool. Like, you miss all that in the Fast Pass line, which, don't get me wrong, I am ready for them to come back, but we saw a lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, we went 3 times since the pandemic, July, October, and November. So,
and our 5-year-old didn't shut up from when we got in line in Dinosaur until we got on the ride.
Wow.
He loves dinosaurs.
That's awesome. That's exactly like what he'll remember for this. Yep. You guys really don't spend a lot of time in that room. I can tell this. I mean, you guys are at the parks all the time.
That's why we don't. That's why I think Pop is All-Star. The bus system's just not for us. That was a letdown. Even when it was just us two, but with Pop, it's if you're never in the room. The size of the Murphy bed, hands down, game changer for space wise. Yeah. You put all your luggage under the bed. You could flip it up, and we're just never there. And then the Skyliner, holy moly! Yeah. Like, even if you're afraid of heights, I mean, just try it one time. The time saver it blows my mind. Like, I can't wait for it to go to more parks or for them to figure out something else.
Yeah,
because that was just. That save and you get from the hotel in line to on the gondola to the park and getting your temperature checked, and I think 10 minutes it took us to get to Hollywood.
Nice. As opposed to the long bus wait potentially and waiting
10 minutes in line for a bus to show up.
Nice. Yep. Nice. A couple things though, before we go. In Disneyland, they have the same ride vehicle for the Indiana Jones attraction. Okay, Temple of the Forbidden Eye, as in Dinosaur. So if you think Dinosaur is rough, that attraction in America, in the U.S., is like the best attraction for the Indiana Jones one. So don't be afraid to take that one. That's a good attraction.
I'll ride anything at least once. I mean, I used to get real motion sick too, but now I think I'm just used to it from going to Disney so much.
Okay. When they reopen Disneyland, they're going to have a reservation system, but they sell something called a Max Pass. Have you researched this? About Max Pass?
A little bit.
There's no such thing as planning your fast passes out that far in advance. You only plan it the minute you walk through the gates and you're like, hey, welcome guys. Pick your attraction. And so you're like, great. So for non planners like me, I got the same shot as anybody else that day. So I just pull up my phone, bam, 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 I'm good to go. I don't like planning things out that far in advance. I never determine if I don't. I have a trip potentially coming up in 3 days. I'm going to decide in 2 days whether to take it or not. So I decide truly at the last minute whether I want to drive there or not. So,
It's not the original 3 fast passes. It's I'm good at getting the other ones after they're gone. I'm going to get us some good ones.
Nice. Nice. Let's go back to Animal Kingdom. Did you guys eat any place nice for their anniversary that day? Did they Tiffin's or something special, or where'd you guys eat?
Yak and Yeti.
Yak and Yeti.
I love that place.
Nice. Nice. I'm glad you had a good experience because honestly, I'll be honest. I don't know if I could vacation with you guys on your and your. You guys would. I would be exhausted. I would be exhausted.
Troopers. Yeah, for sure.
That's fabulous. Enough that they're going to go again, guys.
Yeah, they want to go again. We talked about going to Universal. Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe do both. We weren't sure. Our passes expired 2 days ago, so
yeah,
we didn't renew yet because we just weren't sure when we're going to be able to go again.
Gotcha.
And this is probably the first time in 2 years where I don't have a Disney vacation plan.
Oh man, it's got to feel—it got to feel naked, you know, practically at this
point. I was actually a friend of mine stopped me in the parking lot today and was like, "Tell me why you love Disney so much." And what is there to do if it's just adults? Because it's an older couple that wants to go.
Gotcha.
And it's just them. Their kids are grown. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, there's so many reasons.
Okay. Let's end in that, guys. I got to tell you. So here's what I want you to do. I've never gone to Disney before. Tell me, give me like two sentences. Convince me on why like I should go to Disney as I've never been there before. I kind of like Disney movies. I kind of like the attractions. What am I going to get out of it if you could tell me?
It's the most magical place on earth. I mean, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
I only need one sentence.
That's motivating. Tara, how about you?
I think it's just the family atmosphere, even going without the kids. I just love it. The food.
It's hard to explain why.
It is, isn't it? It's really hard to put into words.
More than just one thing. That's what I told them. Even with going without the kids the first time, I was a little skeptical about it because then everybody else has their kids. Like, it's not that vacation where you're just not around children. And so, but I think we had so much fun the first time. We used to have Saint season tickets. So it was like, that was our date night. That was what we did. That's what we enjoyed to do. And now it's like, oh, we'll just go. That's our date. Let's go to Disney for the weekend.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's a long time for us too. I think I think that everybody should at least go one time without their kids. I would highly recommend that for sure.
You know what?
And I love my kids. I don't want to sound.
Yeah. Every time we go, we find ourselves saying, oh, Matt would go like that. Or Samantha would have fun here. But
and even as an annual pass holder, I think we buy more souvenirs than anybody. The last when we took that Spirit flight, I think we had to buy an extra thing of luggage because I was like, this is the first time since the pandemic. And I had all this stuff. Popcorn buckets coming home.
I love popcorn buckets.
We've done that. With Southwest, you get the couple bags for free, and we've literally checked empty suitcases. Why? Well, we know we're gonna fill it, you know, so might as well just throw them out of the plane. Because
we did that last time when we went with this couple, we practically had an empty suitcase, and we were in the lobby stuffing
trying to find
room. And oh my god, it was wild. We had so much stuff coming back.
You said it weighed too much. It weighed over the 50.
65 pounds.
Oh my gosh! So you were trying to shift stuff around to get under the weight limit.
And he said he let me go. He let me pass with the 65 pounds. He said it's okay.
They had some of our stuff. We had some of their stuff. We were
and our book sacks were full.
Yeah,
they could barely fit under the seats. It was fun.
It was a lot.
Wow. We got their little Christmas tree popcorn bucket, and it wouldn't fit in anything, so we had to carry it.
I carried it on as a purse.
It's around here somewhere. We did the same thing too.
It's right here. It's my centerpiece on my table.
Is it the white one? Okay.
I love it.
It's so big though.
Do they have the green one still, guys, over there?
Yes. They did have it.
Gotcha.
They did. I just love the little Mickey and Minnie on the white one. So that's why it was supposed to be the centerpiece to my village, but I put it on the table.
I can't figure out why they call it a popcorn bucket. You can barely fit 10 kernels in.
Okay, let me tell you my story. So I'm at Disneyland last year. My wife and my twins, who are 14 at the time, are on an attraction. Me and my little one, who's 7 years old, and she wants popcorn all day long. She wants popcorn all day long. And she sees the popcorn bucket. And what is it, like $25, right, for the popcorn bucket and popcorn? Oh, okay, I'm at Disneyland. I want her to have a nice memory. Fine, give me the green popcorn bucket. Beatrice, can I hold the bucket for you so you don't spill the popcorn? No, Dad, I got it. How long did it take for that popcorn to hit the floor? It must have been like a minute before the whole thing was on the floor. Oh, like the dad anger was like, okay, I gotta let this one go. I just gotta let this one go. That's
on our way out, she decided to wear it. Like, you know, with a little strap.
Gotcha.
And you know how many times that thing hit the ground?
Yeah, because the little clip snap popped off.
It popped off.
I didn't want to put it in the book sack and break it.
I get it. I'm not a big popcorn bucket guy, but after getting a couple, all of a sudden, when I go like to the store, I'm like, yeah, I could rationalize buying a popcorn bucket with no popcorn. Like, why do I do that? So I get
home with a Simba one and a Mickey Mouse.
The Millennium Falcon was probably the most useless.
Yeah, Millennium Falcon that literally useless, coolest thing. But our son plays with it. It's a toy.
Nice. So let me ask you this in closing here. If someone wanted to ask you questions, because I'm not a park commando. Very few people are. People say they are, but they're like, yeah, we go and we get there about 10 o'clock, but like really like rope drop to like close. And they want advice. Is there any way they can contact you? Matt, what's the best way for people to contact you, Tara? Is there a way you want to give people if they have questions? Because that's
Facebook, huh?
Find you on Facebook. You're part of EDCOT, so they could find you there if they join the group.
I am too. Yeah. I think I am.
Yeah. So if maybe that'd be the best way. If they want to ask you questions as opposed to hunting you down and sending you a friend request. But
Yeah,
you got pandemic questions or whatever. Maybe we've been three times since. And
yeah, I get a lot of people from around here know I go so much, and they'll ask. They've been asking questions. One recently was they were bringing their kids for the first time, and their two daughters, and, you know, they can't meet the princesses. And so that, and I'm like, well, I mean, you have, like, you're not gonna,
yeah.
You know, so if that's important to you, then I would probably wait, but then I have no timeline on when that's going to be. So for us, it's not as important.
I wouldn't go for your first time right now. Like if it's your first trip or every 3 or 4 or 5 years, I'd probably wait, but.
I couldn't wait that long either.
You know what? That's good advice, though, because there is for a Disney veteran, you can adjust. But if this is this might be your only memory of Disney from this point forward, that's a great point. You know, it's tough. So
it might ruin you ruin your rest of your trips that you never want to go again because of how
that's what I've been
so much stuff's
people.
Closed.
It's true.
It was
especially the shows and the parades and the fireworks. And,
like my sister just had a baby. So I can't wait to take my nephew. Like, I'm super pumped. But then it's like, okay, they got 2 years to get it together and get all that. I want the magic fully loaded before we take him.
Well, it's on the way. Relief is coming, and it's on the way. So
I'm excited. Yes. I'm excited to go back.
Yep.
I really am. Now I'm going to have to book a trip.
See that? I got you going. I got you guys going. So – there you go.
Our passes expired 2 days ago. I was like, I literally looked up flights last week because I was like, we could probably get one more in and go.
The annual pass curse, right? It just does it to you. It just forces your search browser to southwest.com. You know?
Yeah, I'm always looking. And they were booked. We couldn't have got there and stayed 2 days. I even looked like fly in and fly out the same day just to go for the day. And then it was, what park are we going to go?
That's a commando day. That's for sure.
Obviously, we don't.
That's a commando day.
Except Magic Kingdom, we both picked that as number one.
Yeah.
So that would have been the park.
It's hard to go to Orlando without going to the other ones.
Yeah.
I can't pick favorites. I can't pick favorites of my kids. Why can I do that?
That's a good way to say it. There you go.
That's why we had to add the fourth day.
It makes sense too because that price is so cheap. Sometimes they add that fourth or fifth, or like you're on like you buy like a 7 day ticket to get to the seventh and eighth days, like $4. You know, I could rationalize that easily. You know, before you know it, you're 10 days down. You know, so
I think that's been our. The kids don't have passes, so when we go with them, like we're buying their ticket. We were supposed to buy them passes in April, and then that it just didn't happen. And then with the booking the rooms and stuff and then having to buy the tickets separate and that I wish they could figure out a way to do that.
Bring the packages back as well. Yeah. It's a lot easier to work around.
They will. In very short order it will happen. So anyways, guys, I've monopolized you for nearly an hour today, and it's December 23rd, so I appreciate that. This show is going to go out in January, so I won't spoil any Christmas gifts you have for anybody and whatnot, so it's all good. If you have any questions for Matt and Tara, again, they're in EDCOT. Search them out on Facebook. I can't help you with your vacation style. They are hardcore, much more hardcore than me. So ask them directly. Anyways, guys, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it. If you've listened and downloaded, we appreciate it. If you can go to our podcast or your podcast catcher, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get the show and leave us a review, we would sure appreciate it. So for my friends Matt and Tara, for myself, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See y'all later.